Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Well, these days, the world seems to revolve around data and statistics, big data. They play such a huge role in our lives and are often both the cause or effect of change, for the better or worse. So that's why, for people who want a career in data or any particular research field, it would be beneficial to know the different types of data. So the two main types are qualitative and quantitative data. Both types are used widely in professional and the personal sense. You just may not realize it. Both contain their pros and cons, as well as their individual analysis techniques. Now, the reason this is important to know is because the world is becoming an increasingly competitive place. And if you're seeking a career in these types of industries, then expanding your knowledge and applying it is the best thing you can do. So what's the difference then between quantitative and qualitative, and why do we use? So what are the differences? Well, there are many, but the main one is that qualitative is anything that is described, whereas quantitative is anything that can be counted. An easy way to remember which is that quantitative stems from the word quantity. The quantity is the amount of something you have, and therefore the quantity can be counted. So for example, the number of students in a class. Qualitative refers to things like people's emotions. Anything that cannot be measured is known as qualitative. And this is the reason why in colleges, they always strive to do quantitative grading. It's very difficult to measure qualitative, subjective, emotive responses and descriptions that cannot be measured. Now, the reason these two data types are split up like this, besides giving us a clear separation of data, is because they each have their own unique but smaller traits. So for example, you can count how many people there are in a classroom, and it'll be a specific number. This number can be changed, but it will always be a number. It's definitive, meaning there's no argument about what the data is. Qualitative data cannot be definitive. You cannot measure people's emotions and tell them whether they were right or wrong. It's very much like something that's objective versus something that's subjective. But the way in which we gather data changes too, depending on what it is you're trying to answer. So let's look at these data types and how they change depending on the approach we need. Questions asked and answered. The questions you want to ask when finding something out will undoubtedly differ. Not every question you ask will lead to a number, nor likewise something that's up for interpretation. If you work or want to work in an industry that deals with these types of data, that will only be more apparent. Quantitative data helps us answer the questions that hows and the what's questions. How many people came to the shop last week? What's our total income on Monday? Both quantitative questions met with quantitative answers. On the other hand, qualitative acts like questions behind these questions. It also deals with the hows, but the whys as well. How can we improve our profit? Why didn't this idea work? Depending on the question you need to ask, the data you will have to collect might be different. So we use different approaches. Just like how our questions differ, your approach to gaining certain information will have to differ too. You can't apply the same method to everything because it wouldn't work. What this allows you to do, and often forces you to do, is approach data differently. Quantitative is based on measurement, and therefore approaching it relies on recorded data, numerically, counting, keeping track of things you're trying to measure. But again, qualitative data acts differently because it's something descriptive, meaning you could observe the outcome. If you're doing a survey to get an opinion on something, you might have to interview people. Each one's going to be different, but it's required as the data acts differently. So let's have a think about the pros and the cons, the good and the bad. You know how to collect the data. You know what it's used for. The question that it might help you to answer. So how do you know if it works? There's nothing worse than putting effort into something only to find out that it wasn't worth it. It's made even worse when you were close to getting it right, but it was still wrong. Regardless of what you do in life or where you go, this feeling applies to all. And when you collect data, it's no different. In fact, it's vital you get it right. Given how important data is in these days when it comes to things like the environment, business, trade, finance, and all the small things as well, it's crucial not only to use the right data at the right time, but use it for the right purpose as well. So what makes qualitative and quantitative data useful? Where should you use them, and for what purpose? So the thing to remember about qualitative and quantitative data is that they aren't so much rivals in the sense that one is seen to be more useful than the other, rather than they complement each other. They're like the yin and the yang of data. Now what I mean by this is that where one fails, the other excels. To give you an example, one of the best advantages of quantitative data is it can be gathered very quickly. Sometimes speed is very important, and to be able to gather and record and conclude data in a short space of time is really beneficial. But data is rarely collected just to be collected. There's a reason behind it. And the reason is often a question that prompts an answer. Now, to answer that question might be looking at the data. However, if the data is quantitative rather than qualitative, it might be harder to find one, let alone a trend or a correlation, a pattern that you can use. This is where qualitative data excels. Finding precise information about various things gives a much better insight as to what the issue really is. I'll give you a practical example. A few years ago, we found that in a large energy company in which I was working, secretaries were resigning, and we didn't know the reason why. So they sent out a questionnaire, HR sent out a questionnaire, and what came back were really answers that didn't help. They didn't necessarily tell a true picture. So I called these 80 secretaries into a couple of different rooms, and I spoke to them individually with the doors closed. What's said behind these doors stays behind these doors. And I got them talking about their problems. And they really gave me their problems and the reasons they were resigning, because it was face-to-face, entirely qualitative. And that makes a huge difference. Focus group surveys are far more useful ever than sending out research questionnaires to people. Remember that one, you'll need it later. If you're in business and you want to work out how to boost your online presence, for example, and interactions, finding out how many people use your social media accounts and counting how many comments and likes you get on posts, it's all well and good, but it doesn't really help to answer the question. Asking people what can be done, gathering valuable information from valuable people, is what's needed to answer the question. The only thing that can make this a bit of a struggle is that collecting qualitative data can be time consuming. So you see, where one falls short, the other excels. Data now runs the world. Decisions, opinions, and views are made on statistics, and the market for jobs in this industry is massive. Therefore, if you want to get into this industry, or you just want to understand how and why data is really collected, then learning the difference between the qualitative and the quantitative is something you'll want to know. So I hope this has been helpful. And if you're ever doing any research, try and get people into a room and use focus group methodologies. Ha! Wish you well. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.